السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز، سسٹرز لسننگ ایٹ دا مدرسہ اینڈ دوز لسننگ اوور ریڈیو اسٹیشن اینڈ ریسیورز، ونس اگین دس مجلس آف ذکر، آئی ہیو ایکسپلینڈ مینی مینی ٹائمز، از ناٹ دا اونلی تھنگ وچ وی کین کنسیڈر ایز پارٹ آف اوور دین. دین از اے پیکیج، deen is a whole. In deen there is aqaid, there is ibadat, our beliefs, our worship, our transactions, our etiquette, our morals, our conduct, even how to run a whole government or to rule over the world. All those teachings are in Islam. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in did not only read namaz, they did not only make zikr, they did not only do charitable works, but at the same time they did make their namaz 5 times a day. You will not find one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam who was negligent with his salat 5 times a day. In fact, practically all of them looked forward to much more than the farais and the wajibat. Those namazes which are farz or wajib or sunnat muakkada, they looked forward to much more than that. Look at the number of nafil namazes in their lives. They made so much of tilawat of the Quran Sharif. They did so much of works of deen. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in, especially when, by the time it came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's khilafat, look at how Islam spread. So who was ruling over those countries and who was ruling over those towns and cities, and who was administering, and who had established courts of law and implemented justice? It was the same companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So they did not compartmentalize Islam and deen. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them that kind of what we term as jamiyat, that they were able to do all the different things. They were commanders in chief of the army. They were at the same time people who were making the salat, making the tahajjud. They were people who were engaged in welfare, social and other kinds of works and activities. They took care of the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans. They engaged in all the different aspects of deen. The learning of the Hadith Sharif, the imparting of the knowledge of the Quran Sharif, The Khalifa of the time made the namaz. Khalifa of the time was the Imam. It's not that if the person is a president of a country or is a king and a ruler of some Muslim country, then the day he comes to the masjid, it's like news. The newspapers, the television, the radio stations, everyone will broadcast. The president of our country was in the masjid today. The Khalifa was in the masjid 5 times a day. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's masjid and the activities in the masjid. Now people say we must bring back those same kind of activities in our masajid. So if we have to bring those activities in our masajid, have one election in the masjid and see what happens. Do we have those kind of hearts anymore? Do we have that kind of tolerance for other opinions, provided they are according to the Quran and Sunnah? One election in a masjid and we end up with fights and with quarrels and disputes and arguments and shouting and screaming. Where can we have that kind of mashwara of how to run a country in our masajid? Now that is a different subject. I don't know why it's going in that direction. But what I am saying is this, that Islam teaches us our aqaid, our ibadat, our muamlat, our muasharat, everything. But because of our weakness, we will not be able to do everything. It's not possible for us. We will get some exceptions to the rule. But if you want somebody to be a muhaddis also, he must make tafsir of the Quran Sharif also, he must make imamat also, he must be in the battlefield also, he must be in the government departments also, he must be in every field and every activity like the companions of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it is just wishful thinking. In our times we will say that there has to be a distribution of activities. Some people will engage in this, some people will engage in that, some people will be in social and welfare activities, some people will be engaged in teaching in the madaris, in the darul ulooms, and some people will be doing islah in the khanqas, some people will be engaged in the business world, giving direction there, how to conduct our businesses in accordance to Islamic teachings. We will require our engineers, our teachers, our scientists, we require everyone. But the condition is this, that each and every person, whosoever is occupied in different activities of deen, he will consider the other activity as being supplementary, complementary. He will not consider it to be as an opposition, or he will not run down, ridicule and criticize those who are not able to occupy themselves in all the other activities. How many people will be able to go in jihad? How many people will be able to teach in the madaris? How many people are even capable of making imamat in the masjid? So many of those people who talk a lot about leadership, put them on the musalla and tell them to make one fajr salat or give one jummah khutbah. So there will be different people engaged in different activities. But each and every person has to look at what the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif says. We have to follow Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. And we will appreciate the activities of everyone else. And we will assist and help to whatever extent we can help. We are not going to condemn or ridicule or reject as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia. So then there will be a need sometimes to take up the matters, for example, of Palestine, of Kashmir, of Afghanistan, of Iraq, of Sudan, of Somalia, of Kenya, whatever country, wherever there is a dispute, wherever there is a problem, wherever the Muslims are going through some kind of difficulty and hardship in practicing upon Islam and Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, or wherever there is injustice. Like at present, we know what is happening in Palestine. Now the matter was taken up at the High Court of Israel. Now what other ruling do we expect from the High Court of Israel except support of those who are zalims? So there will be a place for the Muslim community to participate in different kinds of activities and engage in different kinds of projects and take up different kinds of actions within the parameters of Sharia to bring to the attention of the world at large that this is the problem of the Muslim community, or the problem that the Muslim community is facing in these countries. And we want a resolution which will be just and fair. It is a sad state of affairs that today we have to go and beg that, please, we want some kind of justice, please give us our rights, please give us our fair share. Whereas at one time the Muslims themselves throughout the world, they were implementing justice. People came to them for justice and they saw justice being done with their very eyes. So many incidents of that nature. This is a majlis of zikr, I'm not going into all those details. But what I am getting across to you is this, that there will be a place for all these activities. But it must be within the parameters of Sharia. The Quran and Sunnah has to be the guideline. We cannot think up of ideas and say that because the non-Muslim world, this is how they take up their marches and protests and action, therefore we are going to do exactly the same thing. We have done that, we have tried that, what has it really helped? Before Iraq was bombarded, millions of people marched across the world. How much did that help? And even at present, all the lobbying and everything else that is being done, how much has it helped our Palestinian brothers? So then there seems to be some weakness in our own lives. There is some weakness. Why is the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not coming in spite of all these efforts that we are putting in the different fields, in the different corridors? Many, many places we are taking our problems and asking for help and assistance. Nothing is really happening. We talk about the media in the newspapers. We say that we must follow the newspaper articles and then we must respond when there is Islamophobia that is apparent there, or when there is a kind of bashing of the Muslims. So now what is going to happen is that we will write. So the editor will give us a small column, a few inches of space to present our view. And the very next day's edition, there will be many, many columns for those people who will oppose that view. So what have we really achieved? So we don't say it must not be done. Don't misunderstand me. All these are efforts that we have to put in. But we are missing the boat. We are missing the main ingredient. And that is that without taqwa in the lives of each and every individual Muslim, we will not be able to get the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Or at least taqwa in the life of the majority of the Muslims around the globe. Just travel out and see how many Muslims throughout the globe don't even make one salat in a day. And when we talk about salat, then the response is that what will happen with salat? Is salat the only thing in Islam? Now nobody said that salat is the only thing. But Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I have mentioned this many times, that the position of salat in deen is like the position of the head in the human body. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, "Man taraka salata muta'ammidan faqad kafar." The person who gives up salat intentionally, then he has committed kufr. Look what Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi says about those who don't make the salat. He says, don't perform the janaza namaz. They're out of the pale of Islam. The nikah has ended. If I am speaking a lie, then ask those ulama who have got the kitabs of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. Uniyatul Talibin and other kitabs. Read in there, what does he say? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi follows that same ruling. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi is of the same school of thought. So we talk about Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi and look at all the sciences that he had mastered. But what did he say about salat itself? So salat is not the only thing, nobody says that. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it like a distinguishing factor in the life of a Muslim. That without salat there's no deen. Just like there's no human being alive without head. If a person's head is out, there's no human being. You can have blind, deaf, dumb, The person is still living, but without the head he cannot be living. So then what else is done with that body which has no head besides burial? What else is done with that body? So if the ummah at large and all of us included have reached that stage, so then how can we complain? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is still that same powerful, almighty, all merciful, most forgiving, most loving, most caring Allah. And He wants to give us the best of both worlds, not only the hereafter. This world we must not think was created only for the disbelievers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in fact created it so that we may make use of the good things of this world and prepare for the hereafter. This world is a world of trials, a world of tests, a world in which we are made to regulate our lives and discipline our lives. That's all. Many people misunderstand and they say, dunya, dunya. So what is dunya? Dunya is not the name of gold, silver. Dunya is not the name of good home, good car, good clothes. Dunya is not the name of a person owning a very big business. Or dunya is not the name of a person who has done engineering or medicine, or he is a scientist of repute. That is not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert us from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and from the love and obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is dunya. Where is the person? So then that is dunya, when it diverts us from the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we say, now that is dunya. I always say that if a person buys a nice, beautiful mattress, and many companies now say that we promise you sleep on that mattress. But many, many people have bought those mattresses and never fell off to sleep when their hearts are restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. Those mattresses cannot put us to sleep. The air conditioner can cool our skin, but it cannot cool our hearts. The heaters can warm our skin, but they cannot give us warmth in our hearts. The warmth of the heart and the coolness of the heart is in nothing but zikrullah. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. It is only in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala that the hearts find satisfaction. And zikr, as I have explained many times, is not only subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. This is tasbihat. Zikr is when the person becomes fully conscious that every move of mine, every action of mine must conform with the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Every moment of his life he realizes that there is some hukam of Allah that is directed at him, focused on him. Sometimes it is the performance of salat, sometimes it is the giving of zakat, sometimes it is fasting, sometimes the person has to go for hajj, sometimes he has to give sadaqat, sometimes he has to make qurbani, sometimes he has to make nikah, sometimes he has to go and earn livelihood, sometimes he has to take care of his old parents, sometimes he has to bring medication for his wife and children. Sometimes the person has to go for jihad. Different things the person has to do. At different times, different laws of Allah Ta'ala are focused. That is what we mean by true zikrullah. This zikr which we make, it is to strengthen that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. To bring that love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. To bring that love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts. That is why we make this zikrullah. That is why we read Naat Sharif. That is why we read Durood Sharif. That is why we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So that when we are in all these different activities, we may conduct it in accordance with Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. So now that mattress is not dunya. It is dunya when it makes you sleep at the time of Fajr. We only rise after the sun has risen, then that mattress becomes dunya. If that business does not allow the person to make his zuhur, asr, maghrib, salat, then that business has become dunya. If that person's knowledge of science makes him shun belief in Allah's existence, then it is dunya. If that person's knowledge of science increases his love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and makes him realize that he is a creation of that great Allah, glorious Allah, powerful Almighty. Then look at the eyes, look at the ears. Now the doctor is operating and he's seeing the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or his knowledge of medicine, his knowledge of the body, his knowledge of, or the scientist, his knowledge of the universe. Now all that is bringing him closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then that is not dunya, that is deen. So what I am getting across to you and to myself also, because the first person that should be addressed is one's own nafs. The nafs is the Guru Gantal, they call it. Shaitan Rajim. Shaitan became Rajim, rejected because of his nafs. The nafs told him that you are someone. So now to bring a balance in all these things, that is why we have this kind of majalis. We call it majlis of zikr, we call it majlis of tawbah. But it is not the end. It is a means to our goal. And that is to get connected with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have such muhabbat of Allah in our hearts that shaitan and nafs cannot distance us. To have such love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam we are prepared to sacrifice our lives for. Of course we will begin with the faraiz. So this majlis of zikr is for this purpose, to bring that love of Allah Ta'ala, and also that we must understand that the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how are we going to demonstrate it? We are going to demonstrate it by obedience. There is no question of engaging in sins, carrying out and fulfilling all our whims and fancies and desires. If the nafs says go to the disco, we say I am ready at your command. If the nafs says cinema, theatre, adultery, fornication, prostitute quarters, music, drugs, anything that the nafs demands, then we fold our hands and we say amanna wa saddaqna, and I am at your command. Whatever you say, I am prepared to undertake. So then that person cannot get love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart. So to bring that realization, or what I always term is that break, how are we going to get that break? Because every vehicle has some kind of a break. And that is what they test also. If the brake is failing, and there is a defect in the brake, then they don't pass that car or that truck or that bus. Because they realize that that is the most dangerous thing. That if you're going downhill and the brake fails, then what's going to happen? Unless, of course, you give a pocket of potatoes or onions. Because now it has reduced to that, to get COR in some places. You don't require very much. Then the brake can fail, somebody can die, somebody can lose his life. Somebody can crack his skull, somebody can break his leg, it doesn't matter. As long as the person can get some kind of a bribe. Look at the number of corruption cases in such kind of centers. So what it means is that many people don't even take their cars there or their trucks there or buses there, and they get the roadworthy certificates. Nevertheless, that is another subject altogether. So now and again we read from Muraqabah of Maut to bring about this balance, that whenever there is this desire to go to any kind of haram place, Sun Coast Casino or Wild Coast or Tamed Coast or any kind of coast, whether there is roast there, whatever it may be. But if the person is tempted to go to such places, then he just has to ask one simple question. What if, that's all. Did we not hear recently of somebody body being picked up from the Sun Coast? Did not we hear recently of somebody's body being picked up from a nightclub? Did not we hear recently somebody's body being picked up from an escort agency? I'm talking about Muslims. Did not we hear of people losing their lives in discos? Did not we hear of the cinema in Bangladesh which burned down and 200 people on Eid day lost their lives? Did not we hear of that nightclub in Egypt? Did not we hear of those hotels that disappeared under the ground due to the earthquake in Turkey? Did not we hear of the thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that got washed away in the tsunamis? So the question we have to ask is, what if? What if I have to lose my life whilst in that action of adultery? What if I have to lose my life in that action of fornication? The person is in some hotel, he could be in some home, he could be somewhere with his illicit, and he's got no knowledge that the angel of death is just behind him. Look at the embarrassment, the shame, the disgrace and the humiliation that will then follow. What if that life has to go with the casino or disco whilst popping drugs in the mouth? That's all is required if the person just asks himself that question. What if, whilst I'm trying to get this program onto the computer screen or the television, the porn sites I'm trying to access, what if the fingers have to just stop same place and the angel of death has to extract the soul from my body? What then? Therefore, I've repeatedly said this and I'm mentioning it again, that don't be complacent, don't take it very, very lightly. These days, the visas of life are being cancelled very, very suddenly. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom. Aur usme tawsi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. Very strange is the visa of life. When it is cancelled, nobody knows. The duration of time of this visa also is not known. Other visas we know it's 6 months, 1 year, or many years. But the duration of the visa of life is not known. And extension of this visa is impossible. So therefore we should not think that whatever we have got downloaded on our cell phones and on our computers and those letters that we have in our pockets and those addresses that we have in our diaries, or anything that we have got recorded, kept as a record, or just kept for information, or just kept for remembrance, which is haram, then we do not know when the angel of death is going to strike. So many cases, the husband, the wife, the children have all passed away in accidents. They got shaheed, they went away to Jannah, that Allah Ta'ala knows. But the lesson that they left behind is that somebody or the other had to enter that home. The locks had to be opened or broken. And then everything in the cupboard was seen. Everything in the home was viewed. The computers were seen. The cell phones, everything was seen, and the embarrassment and the shame and the disgrace that comes upon the family after that. So let us put our case, our houses in order. How long are we going to go on talking and talking and talking? Now it is a world of talk shows. This, my respected brothers and sisters listening, it is not a talk show. It is for amal, it is for practice. Life is running out. Every day that goes, we are coming closer and closer to our death. Tune man sab bhi agar paya to kya, ganj si mo zar bhi hat aaya to kya, qasr aali shaan bhi banwaya to kya, dab daba bhi apna dikhlaya to kya, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. No matter what position you get in the land, you can become the president, you can become the king, you can become the prime minister, you can be a magnate, as they call, or a tycoon. You can have all the wealth of the world in your possession, gold, silver, platinum, uranium. You can be the owner of the largest oil well of the world. And you can show your force and your power and your authority that I'm a superpower. I've got military might and I've got the latest bombs. So what? finally you have to leave this world. Finally the person will have to leave this world. If he was not called to account in this world, then it does not mean that he has escaped the day of judgment. He will have to stand before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and account for all his deeds and actions. So he says, even if you have the palaces of the world, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. Do whatever has to be done now, for finally there's going to be nothing but death. So it does not prevent us, the remembrance of death does not prevent us and stop us from progressing in life. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, how much he remembered death. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, how much he remembered. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, at the Qabristan, his beard used to get wet with his tears. And yet these were people that were promised Jannat. But they ruled large territories, huge governments they had. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala in this time, look at what they ruled over. It didn't prevent them from progress. But it does stop us when we think of death. It will stop us from haram. That is the only thing that is required. That this remembrance of death must become like a barrier between us and sins. That the moment the person wants to sin, then he thinks of death. Finish. If he's got a little bit of sense, then he will restrain himself. Or find any kind of halal entertainment, halal pleasure. There's so much of things Allah Ta'ala has made halal for us. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. I explained in some majlis of mine that this is exactly what the disbeliever also says, that do whatever you have to do because after that is death. So engage in as much adultery and fornication and drinking and gambling and raving and everything. Do it because one day you will die and turn to dust. So he also says the same thing. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. And the Muslim also says that. Kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. But what he means is that please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as you can. Do as much good deeds as you can. Make namaz, give zakat, give sadaqat. Help the poor, the needy, the destitute. Whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims, it does not matter. We are there to assist mankind. Assist in the removal of difficulties and problems and hardships of mankind. Make ibadat, make zikr, make tilawat. Put happiness into the hearts of people. Don't cause any kind of injury and pain to anybody without justification. Do all these things. Kar le jo karna hai. For one day we are going to die. And these are the things that will light up our grave after that. The emergency light which I have talked about so many times. Tujhko ghafil fikr e uqba kuch nahi, khana dhoka aish e dunya kuch nahi, zindagi chand roza kuch nahi, kuch nahi iska bharosa kuch nahi. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. How can we ever place trust on this life that we have? When it departs, nobody knows. So he says, tujhko fikr uqba kuch nahi. We have put no concern that there is a life after death. We are believers in a life after death. That's part of our iman. In grade 1 or even before that, the mothers teach that Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asmaihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi. Then we talk about iman mufassal, in which we believe in Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir. Now this yawm akhir that we learn. Now when are we teaching the child that? When the child is still in the mother's lap. At that time they're teaching the child yawm akhir. So that as the child keeps on growing, it settles in the mind that there is a last day. And then there is a day of judgment. There is life after death. So tujhko ghafil fikre uqba kuch nahi. Aane wali kis se taali jayegi, jaan teri jaane wali jayegi. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi, tujh pe ek din khaak daali jayegi. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Nobody will be able to prevent the angel of death from taking away the soul, from every part and every limb of the body and every vein, he will extract that soul. And then sand will be put over us in our graves. Aakhirat ki fikr karni hai zarur, jaisi karni waisi bharni hai zarur. Umr ye ek din guzarni hai zarur, qabr mein mayit utarni hai zarur. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Whatever we are going to do, our actions, whatever they are, then that is what we are going to reap. We'll stop there for tonight. For nasihat, even that much is sufficient. So nobody says that every whole day a person must be gloomy, sulky, cry and do nothing else. Nothing like that. Islam is a deen in which there's happiness, there's enjoyment, there's satisfaction, there's cheer. And then there are occasions when the person has to cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At the time of crying, then he should cry. At the time of laughing, he should laugh. Then live a balanced life, a normal life. Eat, drink, bring up the children, marry, run the business, call towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala, engage in good actions and activities. Simple. Deen is practical, it is simple. Then Allah Ta'ala will unite the hearts. When everybody will do that, then Allah Ta'ala will unite the hearts. Otherwise we can have as many conferences as we like on unity, and as many organizations we can form for the purpose of uniting all organizations. At the end of the day, what happens is that that organization which was formed to unite all the other organizations becomes an organization amongst other organizations that has become disunited. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ illallah 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 illallah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous, most kind Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most tolerant Allah, Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. After taking your Mubarak name, reciting Salat and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, this very moment you are watching us. Ya Allah, you even know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. My beloved Allah, your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that something that's really beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. From the time we became of age up till now, whatever sins we have committed, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. No sin of ours was hidden from your gaze and from your sight. Ya Allah, everything was known to you. You have seen everything, heard everything, you know everything. You could have seized us there and then and destroyed us if you had willed. But my beloved Allah, you gave us an opportunity to make tawbah and return to you. Ya Allah, we haven't shown sufficient gratitude to you for your bounties and your ni'mats upon us. Day and night you are showering upon us unlimited bounties of yours. In spite of all our sins that we are committing day and night, Ya Allah, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear, shelter above our heads, and so much of ni'mats of yours. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, it is a clear indication you want us to return to you. Ya Allah, you are giving us an opportunity to return to you. Therefore, we have raised our begging bowls and we are expressing our remorse and regret over the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, we do not wish to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, if those sins involve the rights of people, then give us the tawfiq to fulfill those rights. If it means that it is properties or wealth or anything else that is belonging to others that we had taken, give us the tawfiq to return to whomsoever whatever is due. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, and to go for hajj if farz. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of giving charities. Bless us with the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, of assisting and helping the poor, the needy, the destitute, of caring for the orphans and the widows. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of the old, the rights of the young, the rights of the black, the rights of the white, the rights of the Muslim, the rights of the non-Muslim. My beloved Allah, bless us with the tawfiq to fulfill everyone's rights. Ya Allah, protect us. Oh my beloved Allah, safeguard us from going towards adultery, fornication. Ya Allah, protect us from going to the discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs. We don't know where the angel of death is going to strike his sword. My beloved Allah, how can we be in the wrong places? Ya Allah, the person who is popping drugs in his mouth, he does not know that could be the last second of his life. Ya Allah, the person who is in adultery or fornication or watching some haram on the internet or television, that could be the last second of his life. That could be the time of death. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you protection. Ya Allah, safeguard us. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from our egos and shaitan. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to bring nothing but disgrace, embarrassment, shame and humiliation upon us. Nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies, Ya Allah, they bring nothing but embarrassment, shame and humiliation. Ya Allah, families have separated. Ya Allah, marriages have broken down. Oh my beloved Allah, friendships have ended. Partnerships have ended when we have engaged in those actions which are displeasing to you. My beloved Allah, but we are ashamed of whatever we have done. We are now turning towards you and seeking from you, my beloved Allah, the best of this world and the best of the akhirat. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions and our deeds? My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands, of our feet, of our heart and mind. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts malice, greed, pride and arrogance. Remove from our hearts malice, greed, pride and arrogance. Oh my beloved Allah, remove from our hearts jealousy and envy. My beloved Allah, remove from our hearts evil passions and desires. Create the desire in our hearts to do good, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us happiness in our good deeds. And Ya Allah, let our evil and bad actions cause a great pain and hurt in our hearts. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Ya Allah, if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our children will not be ours. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our hearts will be restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, whoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, ailments, difficulties and hardships can be a test and a trial, and it can be a blessing in disguise. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, don't test us. Ya Allah, give us complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, Ya Allah, bless them with halal, risk and sustenance. Remove the difficulties. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal employment. My beloved Allah, those who are suffering difficulties and hardships of any kind, remove those difficulties. Remove the problems of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, in our country, in Africa, and in all parts of the world, my beloved Allah, because of our sins and our indulgences, the majority of the people who are afflicted with AIDS, Ya Allah, it is because of our own sins. My beloved Allah, there are so many others who are also afflicted because of a test and a trial for them. But my beloved Allah, it is an azab of yours which is on the ummah at large. Ya Allah, remove such conditions around the globe. Remove the conditions of famine, remove the conditions of drought, remove the conditions of ill health, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially in Palestine at present, my Allah. Ya Allah, give those zalim Yahudis hidayat. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, bring them into the deen of Islam. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, because of their obstinacy, they have made up their minds that they will continue with the tyranny and persecution and torture of the ummah. Ya Allah, wherever enemies of Islam have made up their minds that they will continue with the tyranny, torture and oppression and suppression, then my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Kenya, throughout the world, Asia, Africa, Europe, America, Australia, my beloved Allah, which part of the world the ummah is not being hassled? Ummat ke haal par raham farma, unki pareshaniyon ko aur gham ko dur farma. Aaj bhi to wohi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha, aaj bhi to wohi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha, aaj bhi to wohi khuda hai jo Khandaq ke mauke par khuda tha, aaj bhi to wohi khuda hai jo Fateh Makkah ke mauke par khuda tha. You are the same powerful almighty Allah. No deficiency and weakness has come in you, my Allah. It is we who have become weak. We have distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us again yours and your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Kaash Madina ab watan hota, wahi jeeta, wahi varta, wahi goro kafan hota. Sheher-e-mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahi, aashiqon ka suna hai, wahi hai watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, we know we are not deserving, but we are seeking from you, my beloved Allah. At the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our life, in our businesses, in our time. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum sab ko ek bana de, nek bana de. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the wishes, the aspirations, the desires of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. My beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and problem, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, their pain, the suffering and their problem. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. And give their family members, kith and kin, sabre jameel, ajre azim. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas in their actions and activities. All associations, organizations, whoever is doing the work of deen, Ya Allah, give everyone the tawfiq to do it within the parameters of sharia and bless it with maqbooliyat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے. ہم ناقابل قبول ہے پھر بھی قبول کر لے. ہم جیسے بھی ہے گندے ہیں لیکن قبول کر لے میرے مولا. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا و نبینا و شفیعنا و مولانا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.